Well, it's a dreary evening in Lansing, cold and wet, but it should clear up by the weekend. Welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and researchers at MSU are getting an almost $500,000 grant to study the underlying genetic factors in this cancer. I'll talk to the leader of the university's recent efforts. And MSU doctors and medical professionals returning from a trip to Haiti this month. I'll talk to one of them about what he saw and if the people of that country are really seeing an improvement in their conditions since that devastating earthquake in January of 2010. But first, Lansing lawmakers continue to discuss changing the state's no-fault car insurance law. It's something that would affect every driver in Michigan. So are we paying enough attention to this proposed legislation? To talk about the bills being considered and how we'll be impacted, I'm joined by Democratic State Representative from Battle Creek, Kate Siegel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the Michigan Insurance Coalition releasing a new survey that finds Michigan voters by a 49-39% margin favor repealing this lifetime personal injury protection coverage. And when they mention savings on insurance premiums, that support for a repeal goes to 75%. Does that indicate that state residents do support a reform of this law?
I think what it shows is that residents want to see their rates go down. But we have seen twice before in this state where voters overwhelmingly supported auto no-fault on a margin of 2-1 when they had all the facts. You know, a poll can say almost anything if they're asking the right questions.
Insurance company advocates say that we're the only state in the country that has mandatory lifetime coverage and that there are all kinds of ways to provide the necessary coverage without our stringent no-fault law. What's wrong with allowing individuals to take responsibility for their own level of insurance?
Well, and I think that comes from the fact that we can't predict an accident. And while other states use Medicaid and shift that cost to all taxpayers, Michigan pays for that responsibility. And in many cases, it is children who are riding their bikes on the side of the street that get taken out by a car, who become quadriplegics for the rest of their life, that we're hearing from. And in Michigan, they get the care they need. If they're in other states, their families are many times devastated by the cost. They have to sue to get the benefits that they did buy with their coverage. And then they're devastated financially going on Medicaid to get the care that they need and still not to the level we provide in Michigan.
If insurance companies claim then that these costs to them are they're just too much, they're unsustainable, there needs to be some limit to the insurance coverage, what would you view as untruthful about that claim?
Well, I asked point blank in the hearing, I sit on the insurance committee, how that our premiums would go down under this legislation, and they said they could not guarantee that. And I have said repeatedly, earlier this year we were promised our bills would go down at the grocery store if item pricing passed. And last time I checked, our prices haven't gone down. So I find it hard to believe that we're going to see our insurance rates go down. We are a file and use state in Michigan, which means the insurance companies file what rates they're going to use and they implement those right away. The insurance commissioner does not have the authority to go in and rip those out. But what we will see is less benefits and them capping that. The other side of that question is how much it actually costs and where those costs are going. Well, that's in a group called the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, which is run by the five largest insurance companies in Michigan, and they refuse to open up their books to prove that the system is unsustainable.
Why is this legislation coming up now? Do the insurance companies have a sense that this is the best time to get this kind of reform passed?
Well, this happened, they tried back in 1992 with a ballot proposal. There was a law passed in 1993 to restrict no-fault, and the voters put it back on the ballot in 1994 and repealed it. So this has been around a long time, voters, time and time again, when they really understand the benefit and what's at stake, choose to keep the protections of auto no-fault. This is straightforward consumer protection.
Now, this is considered Republican legislation. There's no been real public clamoring for a change in our no-fault law. What would you say is behind the Republicans presenting this legislation? Do you feel that there's some kind of a political motive underneath it?
Well, when I was in committees for 3 weeks on this issue and saw three full committee hearing rooms, a lobby packed of individuals coming to testify, that's what speaks volumes to me, not the few people that came and testified in support of this legislation. They either had a study that was paid for by the insurance companies or were the insurance companies themselves.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative from Battle Creek, Kate Siegel. So We know Republicans are in control. They've moved every pivotal piece of legislation without support of Democrats. Is there any indication that they won't be able to do that with this no-fault legislation?
Well, there were a couple of Republican colleagues who joined my colleagues and I in opposing moving the bill to the floor. And we continue to reach out. We've had a press conference on Tuesday to talk about what this bill really does do and that there's no guarantee our rates will go down. There was actual testimony in the insurance committee that said this supposed health insurance cost is 41% of our rate. We're not even talking about the other 59% and what's happening in that part of our auto insurance rates. If we want to get to the problem of auto insurance rates, we should be having hearings on the entire cost, not just picking off this one part that helps protect our families from an awful, awful accident.
What about the fact that we are the only state in the country with this kind of law? Doesn't that indicate that we're out of step with the rest of the country?
No, I don't think it does. I think it shows how ahead we are. And it was a bold move to do it back when we did. Some states are having a little trouble getting the bold step of stepping forward to do this. And other states choose to pass that cost on to the taxpayers.
Now, the proposed changes include giving drivers different levels of protection from $250,000 to $5 million. Isn't that what America is really all about, giving citizens the power to make their own choices rather than mandating how much coverage they should have?
Well, you do have a lot of choices in what type of coverage you want for your car, but what we're saying is that if you unfortunately are in an accident and are taken out and have a catastrophic injury, that you're going to be taken care of, and you are going to get the care you need. Whereas this new system means I better have the $5 million of coverage, and I better be able to go back to work afterwards and have health employer insurance to pick up the rest, because I will cap out my benefits. And if I have a traumatic brain injury, I will cap out. Now, if I only elected to $500,000 and got hit, I now have to go sue for that coverage, and that could wipe out my entire family before I ever see a dime from that suit.
So what would happen then for a driver that is permanently injured in a car accident, and if the law is changed, what would be the long-term prospects for that person?
Well, they would have to work out with their insurance company what their coverage was. Once they hit that cap, the insurance companies tell you, well, you'll just go back to your health, onto your health employer's coverage. Well, in Michigan, most of our plans tell us that any auto injury is not covered by your employer health coverage. And in most cases, you're not able to go back to work if you have that much of an injury. So now you're going to have to go and get to the point where you qualify for Medicaid and spend down your personal assets to take care of your care. Or you're going to have to go sue whoever hit you if it's their fault, and it would have to be their fault at that point, and then hope that they have money to pay for this.
Do we know how many citizens in Michigan are, in fact, scheduled for a lifetime of support due to being injured in a car accident?
No, we don't. Again, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association refuses to open up its books, so they're saying they can't sustain this. They have over $13 billion in reserves, but they won't open up their books on how much they are paying in claims, how many people they're paying those claims for, or how much it costs.
So what's your sense of it? Are insurance companies simply looking to make a larger profit here?
You know, I don't know about that, but what I do know is that my office has received hundreds, if not over thousands, of calls and emails from around the state, all opposed to this bill. This is an issue that strikes the chord of any person who has been involved in an accident or has a loved one that has been hit by a car and has had a catastrophic accident afterwards, and what that does to families. And this is, auto insurance rates are a real issue, but is it only the auto no fault that's causing the problems? And if you look at your bills, it's a much bigger portion that's going to areas we're not even discussing right now, like collision and other issues.
Okay, now, so I know the committee's been meeting on this legislation, discussing it, listening to testimony. From what you're seeing, is it, in fact, going to move ahead?
Well, it is out of committee. It is now on the calendar for the House floor. To my knowledge, it is not scheduled for a vote this week or potentially next week. But that's why I appreciate you doing this program today to talk about this issue so people can start weighing in and looking at the research and looking at why we don't have the information we need from the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association to make these decisions. It is not over yet. The people of the state have spoken out loud and clear before, and we still have that opportunity, and I encourage them to call their representative or senator to get the information on this important issue.
State Representative Kate Siegel from Battle Creek, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.